coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your aggravated couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 28th, 2018.
And this is episode 239.
Woo!
Are you going to whisper like that again?
What? I didn't whisper.
This is May 28th, 2018.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So we're aggravated.
How do people who have kids podcast? I don't get how they do this.
They don't. They don't podcast. So what's going on? What? Wait a minute. Hold on. What's going on?
People who have kids podcast. I know they do.
You know they
do. How do they handle this?
Maybe they wait until like 11:30. I am hoping that people are seeing us online at on the stream. But I know some folks are out there, they're watching us right now. And who do we have with us in the Valen Tavern today, babe?
We have Moo Hogan.
What's up, Moo?
I am Crazy Chicken.
Oh, what's going on, Miss Shazno?
Miss Shazno, I thought it was an electrical skateboard.
I still want to know who electrical skateboard is.
Cosmic Patterson.
Cosmic Patterson, what's going on, everyone? That. Thank you all so much.
Thanks for being here, y'all.
For being here.
On Memorial Day.
Yeah, definitely Memorial Day. I hope everyone has taken time to think about those people that have lost their lives, defending our freedom and everything else. And just took a moment just to recognize them, you know. I know some people get confused. This is not Veterans Day. This is not when you thank a veteran, which you should be thankful for them. But specifically right. Today is not the day to do that. I mean, the people that we're honoring today gave a great cost.
Right.
They paid a great price for us. To be able to have the freedoms that we have here in America, and also to be able to do some of the things that some people think we shouldn't do, like kneeling during the anthem, you know, which we can probably talk about a little bit later, how the NFL probably said you can't do that anymore on the field. But anyway, so thank you, Valen Tavern, for being here. I'm absolutely love that you guys are here. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about our fun-filled week that we had.
It was crazy.
It was a crazy week. I kind of didn't say anything too much about it. But on Wednesday, which I'm not going to get into, so we're going to go ahead and jump into some stuff that... Oh, I want to talk about us being aggravated.
Okay.
All right, so some of the aggravation right now is we drove back from Atlanta today. And with driving back from Atlanta, our girls are a little hyped up a little bit.
They are. I don't understand.
Zoe did not take a nap, which you would think she would still be tired.
No, but that makes her less tired.
Right.
Sometimes.
And Maya, you know, she took a nap, but I don't know why she's up. I mean... She seemed okay to go to sleep. You know?
Zoe.
Yeah.
They feed off of each other.
They do. That's the downside to twins, you know?
Yeah. Everybody's like, because like you can put your kid in the room. If they're the only kid there, there's nobody else to talk to.
Right.
Nobody has to feed off of.
Right. They can get bored enough where they don't have to, you know, feel like they need to interact with someone else. It's like, hey, let's go bug mommy and daddy. Yeah, let's. You know? I'm going to try to do less talking on the show, babe. I was listening to one of the shows, and I was like, damn, I talk too damn much.
You talk just the right amount.
I don't know, man. I think...
I tend to not be really talky on the podcast. I've never been really talky
I found myself
on the podcast, though.
I found myself cutting you off a couple of times.
Ooh.
Yeah, and
wow.
And I'll admit, that's one of the things that absolutely aggravates me with listening to podcasts.
If somebody cuts somebody off?
Yeah. Like, especially if it's like a dude cutting the lady off, because I really want to listen. I want to hear what the lady has to say. So, you know what I'm saying?
So how do you feel about that?
I feel like a hypocrite.
You feel like a hypocrite? Okay.
I feel like a very horrible hypocrite, and I need to take a few seats back. I need to take a seat.
You're already taking several, so you're fine.
You know.
By saying that, you've taken several already, so you don't need to take any more.
Yeah.
You're fine. So do you want to start off with this weekend, or do you want to start off with the...
Go ahead and talk about, you have the point there. I asked you to do the notes while we were driving.
Yes.
And we are doing this show.
I reluctantly did them. But I did them.
We are doing the show in the order in which you have seen fit for it to be, my lady.
I don't know if that was it, but okay.
My lady.
Oh, my goodness. So I finally finished Dark Tower 4.
Nice.
Took a... wow, because in the middle of it, I shut up. That's why you talk all the time, to cover up that.
I kind of do a little bit.
But I stopped in the middle to read a couple of my friend's books, and so I got back to it, finished it. It was interesting, but I just... because that book is mainly about 90% of it, 85%. Is told with the main character as a young man.
Uh-huh.
It's him telling the story. But basically the story is all the book. It's good. Don't get me wrong. But I was anxious to get back to...
all right, go ahead.
The main cast. Which this book does. And it's interesting. And Stephen King does not disappoint. I'm enjoying The Dark Tower still. I'm enjoying the... changes... that are happening. It feels they have this plan, and it's like half cocked. It's just hilarious. It's nuts. But so I finished that, and I moved on to the fifth one.
What's the name of that one?
Oh, Wolves of Cala.
All right.
Wolves of the Cala. Sorry.
Uh huh.
So I am enjoying that, getting a lot of reading done. And I will say, we went to Atlanta to celebrate my stepson's graduation.
Yeah, so Daniel actually graduated. That sounds bad. I was like, actually graduated. No, Daniel had his graduation.
Yeah, that was exciting.
This past weekend at the Verizon Amphitheater. It was outside. It was pretty amazing.
The weather was... it wasn't hot. Now, it was raining when we got there.
Right. Yeah, it was raining.
For anybody who hasn't been to Georgia, they have this... the Georgia mud. It's red.
Yes.
Squishy. And there was a lot of it. Like, the Verizon Amphitheater is a terrible position.
Well, it wasn't necessarily... the amphitheater. It was the parking lot of the amphitheater.
Yeah, but then you have to walk up a hill to get to the that's terrible.
Amphitheater. Yeah, that's true. It was that. I will admit that was kind of bad. I was kind of like, well, okay, here we go.
The graduation was typical high school graduation. Nothing different. They did something separately. They read off the awards and scholarships,
right?
Separately from giving out the diplomas. I don't know if that saved time or made more time, but it was a long list.
So I'm trying to remember how it went with Brianna's.
Brianna, they gave it after, they said it after each person's name, which is how I've normally seen it done.
Yeah, I think
Brianna Valentine. She has a social scholarship. I guess it messes up the flow of the walk-in, and they don't want to sing. I don't know. I have no idea.
Right, and I think the funny part was, not the funny part, is that they made the kids stand up as they were reading it.
Yeah.
So they had to stand up for the whole time until they finished.
That's ridiculous.
Which was hilarious.
Because, like, in that case, you want your name called last. You don't understand. It was a good, what, 10 minutes of reading out names?
All I know, I looked over and Nate, my ex's husband, was watching Avengers Civil War. And I was kind of like, I craned my neck over there and I was watching it with him because it was at the main battle when they were all running towards each other.
They need a name for that. My ex's husband. They just need a single name.
My baby mama husband.
No, like, you know, like daughter.
My, so he is my kid's stepfather. So do I say it's my stepbrother?
You're step cousin.
My step
cousin.
What? I mean, come on. Come on, Valen Tavern. Help us out. Help us out on that one. We need single? A name. We need a name for an ex's
spouse.
And I'm hoping.
And not just.
And I'm really hoping Valen Tavern is still here because.
It should be a good one.
Because the last thing I saw was I Am Crazy Chicken said, did we lose them?
Right.
So I'm hoping we did not get lost.
No, it says live on here.
Can you refresh the window and make sure?
Oh, God.
I need some people to write in. I can say he's... Is it...
It's live. It's fine. We're good.
I'm trying to think.
They're just being quiet. See? They're here.
I'm trying to think.
They're listening.
I'm trying to think.
It's really not that deep. I was just...
But if you did give it a name, what would it be? Anyway, so I was craning my neck over to watch Infinity War. Not Infinity War, but Civil War with Nate. And, you know, Nate not really cool and stuff like that. I like Nate really a whole lot. And, you know, and that and we'll talk about it and stuff like that. And... It was a good weekend.
Yeah,
you know,
but
we
that
got
graduation
dinner.
Was just like...
That graduation was long. The girls were tripping. Ethan was tripping.
Even though they did a great job going to pee.
Right.
Mahogan, I was going to say that, but I was like, that's so mean.
No.
It's so mean.
Nah.
I'm like, no.
I'll even say that, you know, nah. I can't go with the sucker on that one because I think everyone has someone for them, even though that someone may not be me. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's
I think someone has several someones.
Right. Exactly. I mean, we talked about that you have several someones and stuff like that. Yeah. So the graduation happened.
It was a night graduation.
It was a night graduation. The thing that I noticed about night graduations that are different from day graduations, you don't take as many pictures after because by the time it's over, you're like, can we leave?
Yes. Like, I just want to leave.
You know, I'm glad it happened. Let's just leave, you know. So that was Friday night. Saturday was the day of the party. So we went down. We had a clubhouse in a neighborhood park. That was absolutely amazing. That my wife,
yeah,
my ex-wife,
it was beautiful. It was a great location. It was perfect size.
It was. And we went there. We got things set up. We got a little slow on the grill and stuff. So I was cooking behind, you know, on the grill, which was fine. But you know, everybody came visit Daniel. We had music. People laughed. Played my dad. My grandmother, who is 86,
which was awesome,
came down as well as Cindy. And it was great seeing them and everything else. It was a good time that everyone had. And I think the funniest part of the whole thing is watching people react to our blended family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's kind of like, you know, people are looking like you guys are like, existing amongst one another, you know, it's like, yeah, we are, you know,
which you know that's something I always wanted,
right?
But it's cool because it just makes us have a bigger family.
I mean, you know, I was talking to Nate. I mean, I think if I remember right, his son is graduating in 3 or 4 years.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, this is just like back to back to back to back, you know.
Brianna next year is just
Brianna's senior graduation from college is coming up soon. It's just crazy how fast this is going.
And then it'll tumble into Maya and Zoe.
Yeah. And so
it's
after
just going to happen.
So after the party, the adults were like, you know what? This has been a great party. Daniel left to go visit all of his friends, to go to their parties and stuff.
They had Publix cupcakes.
Oh, I didn't have any cupcakes.
And Jay manned this tiny grill by himself.
Well, Nate helped me out at the beginning. Then I kind of just took off.
And Jay manned this tiny, tiny size.
It was a Weber,
grill.
Though.
It was a Weber. But anyway, so yes, afterwards.
So we were like, you know what? We need some relax. Well, first off, Audra Day, my ex-wife, reminded me, which was funny,
right?
That you all know that I'm a certified bourbon steward. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with drinking and adult beverages and stuff like that. But apparently, when we were married, I actually gave her a lot of grief.
Which is crazy.
For drinking alcohol. So I had some preconceived notions of alcohol back then. I had some family members that were alcoholics and it was a burden on me, and I felt like it wasn't okay. So when Audra Day would have drinks and stuff like that, apparently I would guilt trip her a lot, you know, and come to find out, we were talking after the party and we were talking about my bourbon cabinet and working at West Point Whiskey and Wine. And she was like, no, all that time you gave me so much crap for drinking, what is going on? So it was like, I had kind of had to go back. I had to take a step back and realize that I was that guy that kind of guilt tripped her about drinking alcohol beverages.
Right.
You know? And so I had apologized for that. And then we were kind of like, all right, since that's passed, let's go to Seven Tequilas and let's get margaritas and stuff. Let's all just go drink and eat chips.
That's a Mexican restaurant. So we went there.
We all piled in, all 12 of us piled in there. And
The first thing we did, we all took a shot of Patron.
We sure did.
With salt and lime. It was crazy. I was like, I am sitting here with a shot of Patron.
And that was my first shot with my daughter, my 21-year-old daughter.
Yes.
That was actually her first shot altogether. And it was fun and interesting.
Yeah. And then we ordered pitchers of margaritas. I had one. And then I was kind of into the next one, and then I noticed, I was like, oh my god, it's raining outside.
Oh yeah, Brianna noticed it was raining.
I noticed
it. Oh, you noticed it? Okay.
Because I was facing towards the outside, and Brianna said, oh, I'm gonna go run in it. I was like oh, that would be so cool. And Jay was like, go live a little. I was like, all right. So I took my remaining margarita and
both of y'all did.
It was cold, so I couldn't straight chug it, but chugged it, and then we ran out in the rain. First, it was like, ooh, but then it got warm, and we ran out in the rain. we jumped in puddles, so drunk. I bet people were looking at us like, what? I just thought about this. People thought we were effing crazy, I bet.
So just envision my daughter and her stepmom just running out in the rain outside the restaurant, and then my stepbrother, that's what I'm calling right now, Nate, got it on video, and it was so cool to do that.
Yeah. And then me and her had some talks, which was good. I've been wanting to have heart to heart with her for a while.
Yeah.
You know, just need to do things to work on our relationship,
right?
And relationship with the rest of the family, and yeah, just we talked some things out.
Yeah,
it was cool. thank you for tequila, because tequila is the thing that makes my tongue just wag and start talking.
Yeah, wag. And then Sunday, after all that, Brianna came back to the suite with us, and she stayed with us that night with the girls, because the girls were really excited about Brianna staying with us. And so the next morning, which was Sunday, we got up, had breakfast, and then we met up with Audra and Nate and Benjamin and Ethan at the fountain, which the
that
fountain
was fun.
In Suwanee. The fountain is like a sprinkler park that was there. So we hung out there for a couple hours. And Deidre,
and
Deidre came up.
Yeah, that was exciting. I love when Deidre comes and hangs out.
Yeah.
And then
I like it because it makes the numbers grow.
Yeah. And Zoe was reluctant at first. She did not want to get wet. She did not want to do anything. She did not even want to get in the puddles. I managed to get her to splash in the puddles. So she did that for a while. Then
we have to give me a little credit here.
Give who a little credit?
I'm the one that walked her through the puddles with me holding her hand.
Okay.
And we were going across the five. We were counting them as the sprinkles were hitting our hands. So it was five of them.
Right.
So you got to give me a little credit on that.
You have a little credit.
And then you finished it up.
Yeah.
Which?
I finished it up. And by the end, like, she did not want to get in the water at all. By the end, she was running through.
Right.
Getting her face wet. She wouldn't run through the middle column, which was kind of big, but she...
That kind of makes sense a little bit.
But she but she wanted people to carry her through.
Right.
So that was awesome.
Right.
But, yeah. Goodness gracious. So that was super fun.
Yeah, that was super fun. So we hung out there, and then...
We went to Freddy's
Steak Burgers.
I've never been. Let me just say, Freddy's is Thick and Shake, and Culver's had a baby. Because the custard part, Culver's. Steak Burgers, Steak and Shake. Jay said, also, they have California-style burgers, In-N-Out.
But, yeah.
In-N-Out's just like... the family dog or something of that.
So union, there's like 282 Freddy's, man.
Just the closest one to us.
I don't know,
because
man.
It was good, but I ate lots of stuff I shouldn't have. I had a peanut butter, banana, chocolate, concrete. It was so good. I love peanut butter bananas.
So the closest one to us. There's one in Bowling Green.
Okay.
There's one in Lexington.
Okay.
So it looks like Lexington may be the closest one. And there's one in Owensboro
also.
Well,
if I ever want to cheat, I know where to go.
Let's see. That's Indiana. And in Indiana, there's one in Carmel, Columbus, Franklin, Evansville, Indianapolis.
Columbus.
So, I mean, I guess we could go to Columbus if you want to.
Yeah.
For old time's sakes.
So that was awesome, and it was good food, and we talked and everything, and I hope that's not, you know, I want to keep doing stuff, so made me super excited. And Jay, oh my gosh, has been binging Lost like no other. Talk about your Lost obsession.
So in Lost, man, I'm like almost through season 3, so... Submarines blown up. I can say that. It's been what, 2000 something?
Yes, you can totally.
Crazy stuff is going on. I saw the mud wrestling scene, which was extremely hot.
It was not.
It was very hot.
It was not.
It was 2 seconds.
There's nothing hot about it.
It was 2 seconds of hotness. And I was like, oh, just my mind just raced.
There was no hotness involved in that.
But I will say that what's her name?
Kate?
What's her name?
Juliet?
Kate and Lost. I'm
just
gonna say
her
that.
Real name.
Her name is not Kate Austin, but Evangeline Lilly.
Oh, Evangeline Lilly. I've heard that name a lot.
She's gonna be an Ant-Man. She's the Wasp and Ant-Man.
She is.
Oh, yeah. She is. So I'm really excited about Ant-Man. And you guys have to also understand, and you know you guys are the same age, right?
Yeah.
You're both born in 79.
Ooh, I know you like that.
Yeah. So, so I love her really very much. And here's why.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me what's so awesome about that.
I will admit, I fell in love with her because of, I think she played Tamriel in The Hobbit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, I absolutely just kind of just fell in love with her because she's like, next to Liv Tyler.
Yes.
She is my favorite.
Liv is still my favorite.
Liv Tyler is my favorite elf.
She is my favorite.
Of all time. Okay. Toriel. Yeah, Toriel is her name. Mm-hmm. Instead of an M, it's a U. But I absolutely love Liv Tyler. Even in Armageddon. Non-elf, I love Liv Tyler. I don't care.
Non-elf or elf
alike. I don't care if I look at her sometimes, she looks like Steve Tyler. I absolutely do not care at all. Okay? You know why?
She kind
of... I'll admit, she does remind me of Steve Tyler. She does. I'll say it. You know, Steve Tyler's a very attractive man, or was.
Is he?
He has the bone structure.
He has good bone structure,
and he has the lips.
He does
okay?
have good bone structure,
and the lips. He has the lips, babe. He has the lips because Liv has the same lips as her dad. I'll admit,
they look so much better on her.
Oh yeah, I'll admit that they do look much better on her. And I absolutely love the lips on Liv. And the amazing part with Evangeline is that, like I said, she played Toriel.
Yeah.
And again, my favorite second elf in the whole Lord of the Rings trilogy, the whole Tolkien universe. You know what I'm saying? She's just absolutely amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing Miss Lily in the Ant-Man. So yeah. So and I'll admit too that Juliet's
cute.
Juliet is really cute. And I gotta see how old Juliet is.
And yes, Tondagosa, we have both seen the first Ant-Man.
Yeah,
The first. It was good fun.
It was really good.
It was really good fun.
It was.
I liked it.
So Juliet.
Let's see if she.
Oh wow! Really, she was born in 1970. She looks very, very, very good for her age.
Really?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Mitchell. What does she play?
Yeah. So she was in. So apparently she's in The Purge. She was in The Purge.
Ugh. The Purge is... All right.
Oh, she was
I need to know.
She was Ingrid in Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah. Huh. She was. I need for somebody to explain The Purge and how that's a good movie or whatnot. Because that seems like that'd be terrible. So, I need somebody to see, if you like that, please let me know why that would be ever be a good idea.
See, and I like, man, I like...
Oh, V. I remember V.
Oh, yeah.
Watched V a little bit.
Not like that she has lips. She has an upper lip.
She has lips.
So, I don't even know if I should talk about that. Or if I should talk about that. About how... You know how
it's
a
just
lot
your
of,
preference.
A lot of times, like I look at women, and it's really weird. Like they'll have a thin upper lip, and it's kind of like they'll use lipstick to make it look like they don't have like they don't have a thin upper lip.
Right.
And so I dated a lady who had a thin upper lip, and I will admit.
What are you admitting?
That kissing her. I felt like I was swallowing her mouth when we were French
kissing.
Well,
okay. This is because your mouth is very large and you have active salivary glands.
What does the salivary glands got to do with me swallowing the mouth?
I'm just
saying. You just putting me on, you put me on blast. Right
no,
now.
I'm just
I No, mean, you are.
No, because looked this up on Google and so a lot of people have no problem with this.
Really?
Kissing someone else. But your mouth is
but
expansive.
I feel like I'm swallowing her mouth.
Well, then you open your mouth
less. But I'm feeling the passion, babe.
So you have to swallow her face.
Like, it's like eating a burger. It's like it's like eating a burger, right? It's like, oh, I haven't eaten in like 3 days, and I'm going to go get my favorite burger of all times, right? And it's like when you get that burger.
Are you comparing women to a burger?
I'm not comparing women to a burger. I'm comparing kissing. It can be a man or a woman. I don't put me on that. Don't do that. Don't you do that.
Not doing it.
All right. So it's like I haven't eaten in 3 days. And it's like, oh my gosh, I just want to kiss this lady. Or I want to kiss this man. just so you leave me alone. And it's kind of like, I just want to eat this burger and I just take a big old bite, like, ow. You know what I'm saying?
That's so gross.
So it's like, when I want to go in for that first kiss, it's like, oh my God. But, so apparently with you, if it's someone you really want to kiss, you're going to be like pecking. Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to peck?
No, I'm not.
Or are you going to be like, into it?
Into it, you know, kissing isn't my main thing anyway, but you know.
I'm just saying, I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to swallow the person's face or anything. I'm not trying to swallow the person's face, but it's kind of like, oh man, you know, I feel like that I got their upper lip mm-hmm. and everything else is kind of like, oh man. So we do have a special guest today. We do have a special guest that kind of creeped in on us. So,
introduce yourself.
Who do we have today?
What
so,
is your name?
So, could I? What is your name, ma'am? What's your name?
Speak in the microphone.
What's your name?
I'm Maya.
You're Maya? How old are you, Maya?
I'm 3.
You're 3? And are you supposed to be in the bed?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Say it in the mic. Are you supposed to be in the bed? So, can you tell me, Maya, why are you not in the bed right now?
Because Zoe is sleeping.
Because Zoe is sleeping?
Yeah.
So, if Zoe's sleeping, then why do you not want to go to bed?
Because I want to sleep.
Wait a minute, say it again.
Say it in the mic.
I want to sleep.
You want to sleep?
Because you want to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know... if you want to sleep, you have to lay down in the bed. You have to lay down in the bed to sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wants me to put a blanket on her.
You want mommy to put a blanket on you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you want to tell everybody bye?
Bye.
Mommy's going to come put a blanket on you, okay?
Okay.
All right, good night. I love you.
All right, go. I'll be there in just a moment. I promise. Here's your lamb.
All right.
And your...
So... Maya is going. Thank you, Maya, for being on the show. I appreciate
you. Thank you for being our special guest tonight.
She's a nuts. All right. So I think that's probably going to be a show.
Yeah, we're going to call this a show.
Yeah, we're going to call that a show.
Take care of chillins. But we just wanted to get in touch with you all. We were going back and forth on recordings.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend, and we just got back. But
yeah, and if you guys
drop in and say sup.
Yeah, and if you guys are watching us live, stay around because Shazno will be kicking up his stream here in about 7 minutes.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what he's been playing. I've been going all week. But yeah. If you guys want to
still playing Farm Together,
I'm pretty sure he is. But he has some other things going on. Everything else. It's weird. I got a text from Clark saying that they lost the stream, so
oh,
I don't know.
That's sad.
Yeah. So you can check out Nikki Moore's book. It's going to be a link in the show notes. And then also, if you want to get some artwork done, check out Calligraphy Inc. at calligraphyinc.com. Our intro and outro music is done by Pretty Lights, and also is the bed music, as well as the Andrew Allen Trio. If you want to reach out to us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at Valentine Cast. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentine Cast. That's where you'll get the updates for the show, if we'll be recording or not. Yep. Facebook page, Renee. Facebook page is
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's THECAOBOIM. My Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
I'm really going to try to do better about Twitter. I've been thinking about it.
I can't.
I feel but I will admit, I do feel overwhelmed when trying to do Twitter.
Right.
So
there's a lot.
My suggestion.
I'm probably following too many people.
I've actually went through and started removing people, unfollowing people and stuff like that to kind of help out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I need to subscribe to Black Twitter.
Black Twitter. Oh my gosh, Black Twitter.
Black Twitter. Anyway, go check out Shaz No Streams over at Shaz No Twitch.com. Oh no, Twitch.tv. / Shaz No Streams. That's STREAMS. And check out Aaron and the folks at the Black Astronauts Podcast at www.blackastronauts.com.
All right.
Anyway, send us an email, guys. I know we didn't do Would You Rather tonight.
No,
but yeah. Tonight, you know what? This is just kind of a catch up. Memorial Day. We want to tell you guys we've been driving all day.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to just touch base with you all and just let you know how our week went. Because
our week went.
Because I'll admit, we forget sometimes.
We do.
And plus, Renee hadn't played any God of War this week. So,
dude, I am kind of feeling a little
she's
bit.
Feeling, but you know what? I don't have to go to work until Thursday night. So you got tomorrow night. Wednesday night.
I know.
Because it's going to be raining and I can't mow the lawn. So you're going to get some time. You're going to get some play time.
That'll be fun.
I'll take
I got to do hair tomorrow though. So
I'll do hair.
Oh my gosh. Are you really going to do the hair? Are you really going
to
do the hair?
I can try to help out. Just speed up the process for you. So. I mean, you're doing some intricate stuff now. That's absolutely amazing.
It's not that intricate.
What is this? Call of Duty. Oh, apparently Call of Duty is going to be using Blizzard.net now.
Duty.
All right, everyone, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday. We love you guys.
Bye, everybody.
See you, Valentavern.
See y'all.
Peace.
Boops.